I'm Kim.
And I'm Ashley.
We're entrepreneurs.
We're moms.
And we chase our coffee with LaCroix.
So welcome to Seeking Balance, a podcast for mom entrepreneurs,
where we attempt to redefine work-life balance by having conversations about owning a business, life at home, and self-care.
So hang with us while we talk raising babies and business.
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Kim. What's new?
What's new with me? I am excited to, I don't think I already told everybody this, that I officially stepped down as the Cub Master for the scout troop that I was.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Okay, because every time in the previous episodes, anytime someone talked about doing too much and how to step down, I was like, how do you do that? How do you step down? Because like when you're in charge of stuff and you feel responsible, you don't want to let everyone hang. So I waited until I found someone to replace me.
Very nice.
And it was right. And it was during the summer, so it was a transition period where there'd be a lot of time where people wouldn't miss me if I wasn't really doing anything. So I officially stepped down. Now, I didn't step down completely where I'm not doing anything, but I said that I would be a lion den leader, which is the kindergarteners, which is what my son will be in. And there's not much to it because you really share every parent in that den takes on a meeting. So really you just organize each parent. So it's not going to be a lot. It's not going to be anywhere near what I was doing. So I feel like a big weight off my chest because it was too much. It was just too much. I enjoyed it. I love the kids, but it was just too much on my plate. So I am super excited to go into this year with a smaller role.
I'm so excited for you. And I'm really proud of you for taking something off your plate.
Yeah, it feels good. So what's new with you?
I have had a really crazy week, and it's about to get crazier because my husband is a teacher, as I've said on the show many times. And so he doesn't ever really have to travel. And this is his one weekend a year that he travels. He plays the piano for a choir retreat. And so I spend 4 days being a mom alone with four kids. It's actually not even a full 4 days. And I'm scared because they always, by the end, have me just laying on the couch crying.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to do by yourself.
It really is. And it's good for me. And it teaches me so much respect for people who parent by themselves.
All the time.
Yeah, I don't see how people do that. Mad, mad props to those people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So come home soon, Mark Vince. We miss you already. It's only been half a day.
And you've been work.
And I've been at work. So there you go.
All right. So let's move on to our segment. What is it called? What's not? So I'm going to ask Ashley, I'm going to tell her five things from an article I found on more.com. It was actually called Four Strategies for Moms to Practice Better Self-Care. So I added one in. Guess which one I added in. Which one is not really one, although it probably makes sense anyway. Number one, balancing. So basically, your work, like balancing your work life, your family life, and your self-care. That's a strategy, balancing.
Okay.
Number two, delegating. So like assigning chores to your kids, getting some stuff off your plate. Mm-hmm. Number three, scheduling. Plan everything, work, family, self-care related, put it in your calendar.
Okay.
Number four, blending. Do something
like... Does that mean like make a smoothie?
No.
What does that mean?
So like doing something for yourself while you're taking care of your family. Like, oh, I'm going to listen to a podcast or music while I'm giving kids a bath.
Oh, okay.
Something where you're doing it at the same time.
Okay.
And number five, dating.
What?
So making sure you have on the calendar, if you have a spouse or a partner, to make time for them.
Oh, okay. So you're just go out with the person you're actually with.
Yes.
Noted. Every time I get it wrong, I'd like to point out, I'm going to say balancing is the wrong one.
And you are. Why do you say that before I tell you?
I say because the other ones are concrete strategies and balancing is a more ambiguous idea.
All right. I know. This one clearly I put one in that could have been. I put in scheduling and planning everything out on the calendar. Well, I think that's probably a good strategy. It wasn't the ones that they mentioned.
I like how they're just like, yeah, balance. Do that.
Just go ahead and balance. I think really what they're saying was don't forget one of them.
Oh, okay.
Like, so do you just work in family and forget about yourself? Or do your work in yourself and forget about your family? I don't know who would do that. Probably yourself would go down first, but.
But we're not going to do that.
We are not.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go on to the interview.
Show, we have Courtney Brown, the CEO and founder of Sense of Style, a multi-million-dollar fashion company based in Bluffdale, Utah. With a vision of empowering women to live bold and full lives, Courtney believes in her company's mission to teach millions of women that when they look good, they feel good, and then they have the power to do good. As a mother, wife, and CEO, Courtney is living proof that women can reject the idea that they have to choose between any of those titles to lead an empowered and full life. Thank you so much for being on our show, Courtney.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we're going to start jumping in really big. For you, what does an empowered and full life include?
So, well, let me just give you a little preface to that. About 2.5 years ago, Sense of Style did some pretty intense vision work. And it's something that I am a huge believer in, and I would recommend anyone to do it, whether you're an entrepreneur or a mom or you're working a 9-to-5. It really defines where you're going and who you are. And so that is, not only is it Sense of Style's vision to empower women to lead a bold and full life, but it is my personal mission in life and vision for myself. And so for what that means to me, that means that every woman gets to choose what that means for her, that it is incredibly personal, and that what empowerment looks like for Courtney is different than what that looks like for Ashley, and what that looks like for Kim is different than what it looks like for Ashley. But that bold means that it's unapologetically your own, and full means that it has every good thing in it, not just one. You know, it doesn't mean you're just a mom or that you're only into travel or you're only into running. It means that you can do all of those things, and that's what full means to me.
Very good. So when you think about your very full life, what do those things involve? What kinds of things are you doing?
So as you said, I'm the CEO of a multi-million dollar company of 35 employees, but that also means that I'm a mom of 3 beautiful children. I'm a wife to an incredibly supportive man. And it also means that I love pop culture and weird things like nacho cheese and Harbro gummy bears. And that I'm a sister and a friend, and all of those titles are valuable and they make up who I am and the life I lead.
Very good. How did Sense of Style begin?
Sense of Style began in the spring of 2007. And I was a young mom. We had just adopted our oldest daughter. And, you know, I am kind of a checklist person. You know, get married, check. College graduate, check. Have a baby, check. And kind of my paradigm and everything kind of ended at that baby other than another baby. And I got into motherhood after, like I said, my daughter is adopted. And so we struggled with infertility for years. And that was the next thing on the list. So for goodness sakes, I was going to go make that baby happen. And we did. And it was beautiful and wonderful. And then I was like, okay, what's next? What's next on the list? And I didn't have a what's next. And I realized how desperately I needed a creative outlet, somewhere that I could put that energy into and call my own, that would allow me to contribute to my home, family, community, and world. And that's where Sense of Style was born from, a place of need. And it started as a hobby, something for me, something that allowed me to express my creative interest in fashion. And then it grew from there.
So you did, you said you did some visioning a couple years ago. What did that look like? Like, how, if someone's at a level where they think they're ready to take it to the next level, like, what does that look like?
Oh, yes. I would so highly recommend any sort of vision work. And there's lots of different programs and philosophies on vision work out there. I mean, at Sense of Style, we took on Jim Collins, who wrote the book Good to Great. Vision work kind of philosophy, which is purpose plus values plus mission equals vision. And it's from a book called Beyond Entrepreneurship by Jim Collins. And it's in the second chapter, if you really want to get very, very into details. But it's a great outline on how to do it. But we kind of took Jim Collins's version and then Simon Sinek's, who wrote Start With Why. And if you haven't watched that TED Talk or read that book, put it to the top of your list. And we kind of meshed them.
Okay.
And we sat around as a company and we did it together. And we said, what is our purpose? What's our why? What is our guiding star? And that's where it came from, that empowering women to lead that bold and full life. That is what we are all about. And we just happen to do it via fashion.
Love it.
Makes sense. Have you always been interested in fashion or did that come about later?
No, I always have. That's always been a fashion. I was into fashion. I was the 10-year-old girl that took her birthday money from her grandmother and went to the mall and bought a floral dress and a blossom style hat for my 90s girls.
I had one of those hats too.
So that it always has been something that has resonated with me. And, you know, I used to say I wasn't a creative person because I'm not a crafter and I am not necessarily a writer or a musician, but I express my creativity via fashion. And that is how I present myself to the world. And I love it. And I always have. That has been for me. And so that it And I think that's a great piece of advice is you already kind of know what you like and your business and your purpose can come out of that place.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like 10 years to have 45 employees, that's some pretty quick growth. Did you expect that?
So, like I said, I started as a hobby, right? I thought it was just going to be kind of like my side gig that it would get me out of the house a couple nights a week and give me something. But it kind of caught on pretty quickly. And I'll be really honest, we started doing a very different model than we do now. We're 100% e-commerce online now. But back then we did like in-home parties and trunk shows and little craft boutiques where we sold the product. Because I'll be really honest, we are still to this day a bootstrapped company. I've never had any large venture money. And that was how I could get direct to the consumer the fastest. And that's how we began. But around 2011, 2012, I realized I had a huge problem that the company I had started couldn't scale beyond where we were. And we did a 180 on the business plan in 2012. We had gained about what we called stylists, 40 stylists that kind of used our product for these trunk and craft shows, but it just wasn't a scalable model. And so I had to let go of all of them and start again and went 100% online, did an enormous 180 of a pivot. And I'll be very honest, the massive growth has come since then.
Mm-hmm.
How scary was that to put down everything that you
had built
to build something bigger?
Terrifying. I knew that it was kind of a last ditch effort and that if I didn't change, it would die in its place. And I'll be very, very frank and honest. And one of the reasons that I didn't just walk away from it then is that I owed my mom money from a loan she had given me. And I have a beautiful, sweet, widowed mother who all I could think was like, no, I have to pay her back. So if I can somehow figure this out just to pay her back, then I can walk away. But ladies, there was this piece of me that was saying, no, you've got something here. You are on to something. You just need to change and pivot and do something new. And it was terrifying. It was terrifying. And to that point, I hadn't really made any money, right? It all gone back in. And so I just was like, well, let's try it. And it worked.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think it speaks to a lot of us as entrepreneurs. Things are really scary, but if you trust your gut that you have something,
mm-hmm. that it can You're work absolutely out. Right.
Yeah. So let's talk about your family a little bit. So you have three wonderful kiddos at home.
I do. And like I told you before, our oldest two are adopted and the youngest is biological. So we have a very interesting family dynamic. My oldest daughter is Latina, and she has some special needs and difficulties all of her own. So I'm very familiar with this, being a special needs parent, an adoptive parent. My son is African American. And then we have this little tiny white boy falling up at the end.
Very good. How old are your kids?
12, 9, and 5.
Oh, that's almost the same as me. Mm-hmm. I'm 11, 8, and 5.
Awesome. Yeah. And then my husband and I have been married for 15 years.
Congrats.
Thank you. We just had our anniversary, and he is the COO at Sense of Style, but he is also what we call the lead parent. So he is the one that breaks off when there is a doctor's appointment or a carpool and is there and ready to take over. And yeah, so that's us.
I'm always in love with mom entrepreneurs who decide to have a dad be this stay-at-home partner, the lead parent, because it's more common than you'd think. And yeah, it's fascinating to me.
This is a new thing for us. John has only worked for Sense of Style for not even 3 years. He was the VP of sales at an import company prior to that. For about a year and a half, I had to like look at him and be like, come on, babe, you gotta come over. Opportunity cost. Come on. And it took him a long time. He had built that company from the ground up. He had a lot of loyalty, and it just probably wasn't right before that. But then he took a big leap himself in coming over. And when he made that, prior to him coming to Sense of Style, I was the lead parent. I was the one building my business in what I like to call the crumbs of time, or the Netflix hours is another one I say. But after that, we made a conscious family choice that I would step into the role as a CEO and he would become the lead parent, and that our roles would reverse for this time in our life and marriage.
Yeah, my husband and I actually, we're not at that place yet, but we had that conversation this summer about would he ever want to do that? Mm-hmm. And his was a resounding no.
And see, that's the beauty of it, is that you get to decide. You get to decide if that works for your family and for the life you have envisioned for yourself. And I'll be really honest, we also have a nanny. We have a lot of other outside help. And that allows us to do all of these things.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does it on their own, or nor should they do it on their own.
It's exactly.
Too hard. It's too much. It's too much. So you guys have a nanny. What other systems do you guys have in place to run this very big situation that you have with family and business and all this?
So systems in place. We love to leverage technologies at Sense of Style and as a family that allow us to do this, because we live in this beautiful digital age, you know, that these great technologies allow us to be a lot closer and to get a lot more done. And so we use like things as simple as Wunderlist, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with that app.
Tell us about it.
It's Wunderlist, Wunderlist. And it is a list making app that we all have on everyone at Sense of Style has it on their phones and on their computers. We also have it at home between our nanny and John and I on ours. And we make lists, anything from the groceries to the activities to the housework. And you can ask people to join it and contribute to that list. And then we know that, like, if I'm sitting in at my desk and I realize, oh my goodness, we need marinara sauce for dinner tonight, I can add it to the list. And then whoever is the person going to the store, it's there for them and they know they need to get it. And it just is a one central location, and it seems so simple, but it has made an enormous difference in organizing our lives. That's just one small tool that we use.
Small, but sounds really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can put due dates on it. So it's almost like a mini project management software, but I believe it's free. We really, really love it. That's a great one. Now, at Sense of Style, we kind of have a unique workforce because we employ primarily women and we employ primarily stay-at-home moms, because I strongly, strongly believe that the most underutilized, talented workforce out there are these women who have set aside their careers and their time to raise families. And we say that we work with the time that women have. And one of the ways we do that, again, is by leveraging technologies. So when you're buying from Sense of Style, everything from the customer care team that is working for you to the package being fulfilled is being done by a mom in the time that she has. So, and again, the reason we've been able to do that is the systems and technologies we've put into place.
Yeah. Dear listeners, you can't see us, but Ashley and I are shaking our heads like, yes, yes. That is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because yeah. It feels good as a mom-owned business, right? Like, I want to support other mom-owned businesses and people who support other moms. Like, that's really important to me. So I love that that's a priority for your business.
Thank you. Me too. And like, when we say we're out to empower women, it's not just a nice little saying we put on the wall, but we live it every day. Because if we're being really honest, you just heard the origin story. That's where it came from. That's where it was born. And that's where it still lives. And we have such incredibly talented people that left the workforce for years and are just looking to get their foot back in. And they're, and we say, great, fantastic. Oh, you can only work from, you know, you can only work from 9 to 3. Wonderful. Let us take that time. Oh, you're going to jump back on at 9:30 tonight. Great. Do what works for you. Nobody's going to ask you where you are on a Tuesday afternoon as long as your job is getting done. Mm-hmm.
That is huge, because think about, I mean, as grown-ups, right? You're like, I am perfectly responsible for my time. And I think that's one of the things that drives people to entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. is getting tired of reporting to a boss who's like, well, you got here at 9:02 and you're supposed to be here at 9. And you're right. Like, okay, whatever. So yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah. I know you referenced a couple of books that you were doing during your revamping process. What are you reading right now? What's really inspiring you?
Oh, I've just read so many good books. I'm so excited that you asked this question. Okay. I probably read maybe one or two books a week, just wow. because I like to read. And let's be honest, when I say read, I mean listen. So let's use those words interchangeably. Okay, yeah.
same thing. And at what speed do you listen to your books?
1.5.
Ooh, me too. I like a one. I don't like two. It's too fast for me to soak in.
I'm with you. I'm with you. We're on the same page.
Okay, good.
Okay, in the last month, probably one of the most impactful books I have read is The Happiness Advantage by Sean Aker. He has a TED Talk, so I always say this to people, like, if you're not a big reader, go watch the 15-minute TED Talk. It's very data-driven, but it was so impactful to me, and it was all about that the most successful people that aren't the happiest people are the most successful, and that we need to have a thought shift, especially in American corporate culture, that happiness comes first and success will follow, and not that success comes first and then we'll be happy.
It's the Google principle.
It is. Yes, it is. And for a long time, people thought this was true, but all of a sudden, positive psychology has emerged in the last 10, 15 years, and it is now scientifically proven. So that is what I just finished, but I just started this morning, You're a Badass at Making Money.
I just told Kim I wanted to read that. Like, I just told her the other day, I was like, I want to read it. And it's that, I pass it at Target all the time. And so Kim was like, that does sound like a book you would see at Target.
All right.
So I've heard, like, just like you said, I probably had, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 people in the last month say, oh, I'm reading this book. And I thought, and anytime I hear that, I'm like, that is my awareness being opened up. I need to read that book. And so that is what occurred for me with this book. And I'm enjoying it so far. I'm only a couple chapters in.
All right. We're going to read it, right?
We are. We're going to read it and review it on the podcast because our awareness is being opened up.
Yes.
Sometimes you need, sometimes you need a kick that. In the pants, right?
You need that. You need to be open to it before you can, you know, seize it and do it. So, yeah.
Yes. Good stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
So what has not worked in your business? What have you tried? I mean, we talked about one thing, obviously, that we thought
a business model. I told you a big one.
That did not work.
Yeah.
But what else just you thought, okay, that didn't work. We have to redo.
So I think the number one tip I have for entrepreneurs is that you have to pivot, that you will fail and fail and fail, and you'll make mistakes every single day, but it's how you frame them and that you just need to pivot instead. So I fail every day. We try new things all the time that do not work. The thing that I think happens is that you get pretty good at failing and being like, well, it didn't work. Let's try something new. I mean, we've brought in thousands of pieces of product that have not sold. And inevitably, it happens every single year. And that's still inventory sitting there. We still have to find a way to move it or donate it. But it was a flop, and it happens. Not everything is a home run, hit it out of the park product. But do you stop? Do you stop when that thing, even though I loved it, even though it was my very favorite thing that we had, but it didn't resonate with others? Well, okay, but you don't stop. So, I mean, we've tried so many social media campaigns that haven't worked. But the greatest thing is that I've learned something from each and every one. It's been a lesson in it, a way for me to refine what I know and do it better next time.
I think I would have a lot of trouble because I think of fashion being so personal that if people didn't like what I picked, I'd be like, well, what's wrong with you? Because that was my favorite piece.
It's kind of become a joke over the years with the buying team that I'll be like, I love this so much, no one's going to buy it.
But yeah, you guys have that problem. I don't have that problem.
But it's but that's okay because some, you know, if I get joy out of it, I kind of know if I love it so much, I have to buy lesser amounts of it. We have to produce less.
But
I think it speaks to the fact that I probably am a little more fashion forward than our customer. And so usually the thing I really love, they will like a year and a half later. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm. So let me tell you what my husband gave me this fashion advice. He's like, you and my mom wear the same clothes. And I was like, no, we don't. I don't wear the same thing as a 60-year-old woman. And 3 times now, including a bathing suit that he hated, we have walked out and been wearing the exact same outfit. And then I'm like,
oh, that's so great.
So you know what?
You just own that style. That's your own mm-hmm. personal sense of mm-hmm. style.
Yeah. Apparently my sense of style is 60-year-old woman, Southern Baptist. You never know. Like, it's all good. It's all good.
I'll be really honest. All the chunky sweaters this fall, that it is. It's like your grandma's sweater. That is it. You are in fashion. You are on trend.
Good. That's what I was going for anyway. All right. Well, I think we're going to switch gears and do our Fast 5 segment.
All right.
Yes.
Ready?
So are you familiar with Fast 5?
Yeah, just quick answers, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Ready? Are you ready for Fast 5? iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
What is your ideal family size?
5.
Early bird or night owl?
Trying to be an early bird.
Ugh, it's the worst. what is your perfect date night?
dinner and hanging out.
Very good.
Yeah.
Do you prefer dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Okay, good. We can still be friends. It was a close one there for a
minute. Do you have pets?
We have one dog. His name is Keen, and he is the most adorable golden doodle, except for he's black, which is awesome because he's not like your traditional golden doodle, and he's our oldest comfort dog. He's the sweetest thing ever.
We have a miniature doodle of some kind. He's a rescue, and we love him. We really love him.
Oh, they're such good dogs. Such good dogs.
Mm-hmm. Little anxiety prone.
Yeah.
But so is the rest of my family. So,
I mean,
they fit right in.
It works.
Very good. Okay. So, thinking about mom entrepreneurs, somebody who's starting out, what advice would you give them?
My best advice is just start. Just start. I think we get so caught up in, the perfection, and I need a perfect business plan, and I need to know exactly how I'm going to get from A to Z. But guess what? You're not even going to know how to get from A to B until you're actually in the situation and you're acting. One of my all-time favorite quotes is Voltaire, and it's, "Perfect is the enemy of good." Just go. Just start. Start somewhere. You will be so much further along than waiting.
Yep. Say that all the time. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Just get started.
I love it. How can people find you?
So they can find me via Sense of Style.
Which is? What is the website you're on?
The website is mysenseofstyle.com. And it's kind of funny because it's dollars and cents, C-E-N-T-S of style. A little play on words there. We're also Sense of Style on Facebook and on Instagram. I've been really pushing myself to get on Instagram stories a little more often. So if you come follow along, you might see my face.
You have been doing great. You have been doing great at Insta stories. I have been watching them, which is actually how I found you to ask you to come on the show.
That is so kind of you, because I will tell you, that is a hard thing for me. It's uncomfortable for me. I really have to push through it. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's sweet. I love Instagram stories. I think it's such a fun capture in people's lives and day. Mm-hmm. So keep it going, girl.
Yep.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Ashley and Kim, for having me. This has been wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah. It's been so fun. Thank you again.
See you on the gram. Okay. So, what are you loving, Kim?
I am going to talk about something that I know I'm about to love, because it's about to be the cool season. And during the cool season, I love, surprise, this is totally not what you're thinking, electric blankets.
Really?
I know you were going to think I was going to say pumpkin spice
latte. I did. I was ready for boots.
Nope. So I love electric blankets. Like, I knew they existed, but I only discovered, like, I should have one on my couch at all times. When it is cold.
And you have an older house.
I do. It's true. I have an older house. But even when it's not really cold, I just love how warm it is.
I'm always cold, so I could get behind it.
And I bring one to work, too, and I have one at work at my desk.
This is my... I'm judging you, Faith. No, I'm kidding.
It's so comfy. I believe it's so comfy. So I haven't used it yet, but I'm going to get them all prepared up for this season. What are you loving?
I am loving acupuncture.
Okay. Have you done it before, or is this like your first time?
I went for my first session. Mm-hmm. And, I didn't love it in the moment because people lied to me.
And did it hurt?
It hurt.
Dang it. I've never done it, and everyone says it doesn't hurt.
Right. A lot of them just felt like tiny pricks, and then some of them did not feel like tiny pricks. Some of them hurt like a mother.
Okay.
But I don't know if it helped yet, but I'm loving the idea that it might help. I'm going for my migraines.
Okay.
And then they gave me some really, really disgusting Chinese herbs.
Mm-hmm.
They taste horrible. And you can see my Insta stories for the past few days have just been me suffering through the herbs.
All right, I'm going to make you take another drink.
No,
on Instagram stories.
A sip. Anyway, people keep telling me it's not that bad. And I'm like, that's because you're not drinking it.
Yeah.
But I'm loving the idea that I am working towards better health.
Right, and naturally.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get rid of these migraines.
That's great. I hope it works.
Thanks. I am now feeling really nauseous that you told me I have to take a sip of this on Instagram.
Okay, you can just do it next time you have to drink.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, guys, thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to Seeking Balance.
If you don't want to miss future episodes, be sure to click the subscribe button in Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, if you enjoyed this, why not tell a friend? We appreciate your help spreading the word.
You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Our Facebook group is called Seeking Balance Podcast Hangout. That's where you'll find us answering listener questions, meeting people, and discussing ideas.
If you want to see notes, photos, or links from this episode, just go to seekingbalancepodcast.com. You'll also see a support button at the top of the page. That will take you to our Patreon page. You can support us for as little as $1 a month and receive exclusive content. Thanks for your support!